fact, a lot of people are listening up and at them. Wednesday, the 5th of March, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. By the numbers, very interesting, Jennifer, I'm sure you've studied this.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are between the ages of 12 to 17, I spend about 8 hours a week listening to the radio. If you're in your 20s, spend about 10 hours a week listening to the radio. If you're in your 20s, about 12 hours. If you're in your 30s, 15 hours. If you're in your 40s, it looks like it goes down a little bit, 12 hours. And then, well, 12 hours, 12 to 16 hours a week. And the same pretty much as said, as you get over the age of 50, an average person spends 20 hours a week listening to the radio. And the younger demos, those who are in their 20s, spend about 20 hours a week with television, but not watching it when it's on. It's using the various tools that are available to you so you can watch whatever your favorite show is. Jennifer's a great example of that. You DVR most everything, don't you?
Yeah, I pretty much never watch live TV, but it's hard. You know, when I do the show with you, I try to get to bed before 8 o'clock, which is when all the good stuff starts. So,
right.
the next day is when I catch up usually, or maybe on the weekend. And I think a lot of people do that.
Well, a lot of people your age, interestingly enough, are using many more women, are spending much more time watching, as you have just, you're very typical, watching things either on mobile apps or a rewind, if you will.
Right. Now, I haven't gotten into the mobile apps yet. That's probably something I am behind the curve in. But, you know, a lot of people my age are having kids, so they're up late breastfeeding or they're doing whatever they're doing. And, you know, they catch TV when they can catch it. And it's important to have it on their schedule.
What would be a good television program to watch while you're breastfeeding?
Oh, anything.
Headline news?
Yeah. No, it's something you want to DVR, so it's got to be either a comedy or a drama or a reality show.
Really?
No one DVRs the news, I don't think.
No. Well, no, I would hope not, because it's always on, right?
Right.
The three or four channels are always on, always on, always on. All right, let's get to what people, the number one issue today seems to be the situation in the Crimea region of Ukraine. Tense is the word being used by news media. Tense, there's tension. There have been no incidents of violence, however. No loss of life. 16,000 Ruskies are on the other side of the border from Russia, i.e. they are on Ukrainian soil.
Mm-hmm.
However, President Putin
just
did say
yesterday. Just hanging out, not doing anything yet.
Well, Putin said, no, that's not true, that these were all the people, these were Crimeans or Ukrainians who were there trying to protect those who speak Russian. They weren't really soldiers. They were there to speak their piece or to say, to warn others that they will be shot. Matter of fact here, there's a video that I saw this morning on one of the news channels of a Russian soldier ordering Ukrainians to halt their advance, saying, quote, I have orders. I will shoot you in the legs if you come any closer. The former president of the Ukraine, Mr. Viktor Yanukovych, had some words to say, along with Mr. Putin. Nothing from the White House, however, and not much from Obama. John Kerry's had a lot to say. He went to the Ukraine yesterday to offer them $1 billion of your money and mine so they could pay their fuel bills for the month of February. Who's helping you, Jennifer, pay your fuel bills for
February? See. Well, there's not John Kerry. No. I have to pay my own
bills. Kenny, who's helping you pay your fuel bills for the month of February?
Nobody, but I'd be willing to accept offers.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, there's a $4 trillion budget. Now, think about this in terms, this is the announcement yesterday from the White House president sending over to Congress a $4 trillion budget. When Bill Clinton was president of the United States, the budget was $1.7 trillion in his last year. All right, so how many years is that? So it's about 14 years, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember when that T word came up and everybody was like, ooh!
Oh, my God, yes!
Remember
oh
that?
Oh, my God, no!
Trillion! Everybody was
trillion.
You know, upset about trillion.
That would have been the first $1 trillion budget was the first year that Clinton was in office, I believe. I stand to be corrected if that's not the case, but I think that's it. So now, here we are 14 years later, and the budget
is old hat.
1.7 times 2 would be 3.4, right? So this budget is more than twice what it was 14 years ago. What's the plan to send it back, to turn it in the other direction? Well, this budget, which has no chance of being enacted whatsoever, we all know that, but whatever happens, October 1st is the deadline. The proposal includes tax credits for poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Certain tax breaks on the rich will go gonzo.
Out the window.
$56 billion package to help fund universal pre-K education. We're also going to spend billions of dollars on fixing the roads and the bridges. And we're going to spend billions of dollars to train people for better jobs. Really?
Hmm.
The annual budget is going to be, this budget cuts the deficit by 1% in the year 2024.
Woohoo!
There we go. That's good news. All right, Michael, hey, you said that.
Another 400 years and that budget, the deficit will be gone.
That's
right.
It.
That's it. 400 years. There's a song for that. I don't know why I feel like singing so much today. 400 years. Michael, you said in my ear that the Reagan budget was under $1 trillion.
The first trillion dollar was Reagan in 87, it looks like.
87, okay. So what did I say? It was Clinton?
Yeah.
So it was just over. It crept up a little bit. But I remember thinking that it was Clinton because that's the first time I remember hearing those numbers. But I think, yeah, you're right now. I think about it. Toward the end, that would be toward the end of the, well, no, the 87 was the first year of his second administration, right? $1 trillion. He was accused. A lot of people who give Reagan a pass on most everything forget that there was quite a budget. There was a hefty budget deficit during his year.
Because everybody was okay economically at that point.
Everybody thought well about it.
Right.
Okay, up in a moment, the teenager who loses her fight to force her parents to pay her tuition expenses. Now, you talk about something that people are fascinated with. This story is all over the place. The story of high school senior Rachel Canning and her parents. That's coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day After. The story of Heart Factors Plus is a good one. It's a great one. It's a wonderful story about how the ingredients in this product boost nitric oxide levels in your body, which improves your cardiovascular health 100%. You are safe taking Heart Factors Plus, keeping your blood pressure at a healthy level. Normally, our best blood pressure readings as we move up in age, are in the 40s. So if you're in your 40s right now or older, and you have a good blood pressure reading, then you need to get on to Heart Factors Plus to keep it that way, because Heart Factors Plus opens up your cardiovascular system, keeps your arteries clean, improves circulation. It's extremely good to improve the flow of blood to your brain, your heart, muscles, everything. Right now, when you call 800-577-8560, that's 800-577-8560, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus, plus a new product, CoQ10 and fish oil formula that you will like as well. Heart Factors Plus, available, plus other good things for your body. Let's get on board. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus, the plus way to maintain healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. 800-577-8560.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Longford.
Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in just seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Uses directed. No drips here. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. 19 past the hour on Good Day. A judge yesterday denied New Jersey high schooler Rachel Canning's request to force her parents to pay her tuition, legal fees, and give her financial support. This young lady is 18 years of age, suing her parents. They apparently, she says, physically abused her before they kicked her out of their home. She said she's unable to support herself financially. Parents deny they abused their daughter, say she left on her own, adding she's welcome to come back at any time. Wow. How'd you like to live in a situation like that?
Huh? Where it feels like it gets that bad. I mean, that's sad for both parties.
What kind of, how does that happen with blood relatives? How does that happen? How do you let it get this bad? Oof. All right, Jennifer, you were in court yesterday. What happened?
I was.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty or not?
This was actually, I was supposed to testify for someone, which didn't end up happening, but it was okay. But it's interesting to be an observer when you're in a courthouse. And there was, first of all, a woman who asked me for help filling out her domestic violence and her restraining order paperwork. And that kind of stuff, like
she asked you to help her?
Yeah, breaks your heart. I was sitting in the cafeteria, I was doing some emails, and she came over and sat with me, and it was. Sad. You see this poor, sweet girl. She must have been all of 18 years old. But the one that was really interesting while
you'll
sitting in the
courtroom. You'll tell us about in a few minutes.
I'll tell you about.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Time's up.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Program. This is Doug and Friends. Good day. Maybe
Morgan
Wallen could be my friend. This is from last night's The Voice, a song called Collide. We know this song, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Not that my name's Kenny.
You know, I shouldn't do this. I go to him because he's a pretty good musicologist, but I should think better about you because you're pretty smart when it comes to pop music today.
I'm hip and happening, as you like to say,
yes,
Jackie.
Yes, you are hip and happening. Yeah, I don't like to say that, but... All right, so Morgan Wallen seeking to get some interest from Usher and Blake and Adam and Shakisa, or whatever her name is. What's her name?
Shakira.
Like Shakira. So here is Usher trying to convince Morgan Wallen to come to his side.
I think it's your turn to make a decision.
Wait.
Oh, here they go.
Okay,
claws
no,
are coming out.
Yeah, claws are coming out. No claws are coming out.
No. You have something that is very unique. There's not quite a voice like yours on The Voice.
It's as manly as it gets.
I just figured it'd be weird if I said it's very manly. So, I mean, but it
I
is.
I appreciate that.
Cool.
All right, so anyway, he decided to go with Usher. If you're following The Voice, you know how it works. Four judges, they perform, they turn around and try to figure out how to steal the good performers from each other and get involved in a little barbecuing. Yeah, okay, I suppose some people find that interesting. I don't happen to be one of them, but, hey, listen, I'm here to report on what's going on, right?
Just
right?
News.
Right?
Yes,
right?
Right,
just news.
Right.
No, it's news or lose. Here's, speaking about how we basically deal with the news, I'd like to spend my entire 4, 5, 6 hours a day with you doing what the late night monologuists do. Can't get away with that. I don't know if you could have, if you could come up with jokes on everything. These guys do pretty well. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has revealed that he's filming the new Terminator movie next month. Yeah, in this one, the Terminator travels 10 years into the future and meets Matthew McConaughey's hero.
All right.
He's not the only one going after Obama. Yesterday, sorry.
You get
thanks for any water. Thanks for anyone responding at all. It doesn't matter. I'll just choke. Yeah, no, it's too late, Higgins. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Your own?
Yeah.
It's whiskey. Thank you very much. No problem.
Shouldn't be drinking whiskey.
You're Irish.
Yeah.
This is not the only one going after Obama. Yesterday. I love all of you guys. You're my best friends.
Give me your keys.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart, 9 years ago, escaped from prison. Remember that?
Escaped.
That's right.
Broke out.
That's right. She found a blind spot between the two guard towers and was able to sneak out.
Right there.
She was in prison, as you know, because they caught her egging a neighbor's mansion.
That'll happen.
Does everybody here remember the NSA wiretapping scandal? Well, the U.S. government is suing the telephone company Sprint for overcharging them for NSA wiretaps. I'm sorry. Said NSA officials, hey, we made a point to do all of our spying on nights and weekends. So this bill does not make sense.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Martha Stewart, by the way, is responsible for us not being on Sirius. You knew that, right?
Ah, that woman.
You know that?
I did not know that.
She went to Sirius. I was on Sirius for 5.5 years. It was the first independent program on. There were a bunch of others that were on the same channel with me. I think Dave Ramsey was there. And we were booted off because Martha offered Sirius $800,000 a year to carry a channel that was...
You mean they're money motivated over there?
I know. Isn't that amazing how that works?
I'm a radio girl, though, Dougie.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on satellite.
I do. 28 past the hour. Good day.
This is your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation. Coming right up, should the U.S. shrink the Army to save money?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Vandenhoevel. Now that we're exiting two wars and developing more technologies, drones, and special forces, is it wise to shrink military spending?
This isn't being driven by strategy. It's not as though anyone's sat down and written out a strategy and say, this is the number we need to meet the strategy. It's just been cutting willy-nilly. And so that's not military strategy. That's budgeting during crises.
What has been the driver of military costs over these last decades? Are we going to be Globocop, or are we a democracy that is not the indispensable nation, as Madeleine Albright put it, but the indispensable partner? Of course America needs to be engaged in the world, but this country is tired of occupation.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute, today with Katrina Vandenhoevel of TheNation.com and Rich Lowry of TheNationalReview.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Cookie and a Twizzler.
Oh, that's the Breakfast of Champions.
Hello. This is the Good Day program, Wednesday, the 5th of March. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen. In this hour of the program, focusing on, in part, the new budget. I thought you'd be interested to know, at least from a couple of different agencies, what the budget looked like specifically. So as the announcement was made yesterday of this $4 trillion budget, I decided that I do a little homework. Everybody ready for me and my homework?
I love your homework, sir.
As you know, I'm interested in agriculture. So I took a look at the Agriculture Department budget. The decrease in spending in agriculture will be about 8%, according to this budget. The recently enacted Farm Bill makes cutbacks to farm subsidies that the administration said was unnecessary, and I agree with them. One of the few times I might agree, the farm subsidy packages that the big agribusiness has got is asinine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they also cut back crop insurance, that sort of thing. The budget for the Agriculture Department is supposed to be about $22 billion. It's all discretionary. 15% cut in the $9 billion a year subsidy portion of what farmers have to pay for crop insurance and other things like that. The bulk of the budget, food stamps, $80 billion. This is, again, part of the budget for discretionary spending in the Ag Department is $22 billion. But on top of that, there's $9 billion a year for companies that sell crop insurance. There is $80 billion for food stamps. Let's see here. $123 billion for conservation programs, that sort of thing. The budget changes the way money is spent to fight wildfires. Why is the USDA involved in that instead of the Interior
Department?
Yeah, what is
that about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, so much of it.
We just talk throw billions of dollars around here and there.
You can cut a lot of things, but then people still end up sneaking their initiatives into other places.
Yes, put it into other
things.
Yeah,
exactly. It's just ridiculous.
$50 million to strengthen bee habitats. And actually, that may sound like a chuckler, but it isn't because we need
the environment. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important. Pollinating crops, and a lot of them have been disappearing in the last decade or so. The budget includes $295 million that would go to agricultural research at the new federal laboratory in Athens, Georgia. And food and oversight, $1 billion for that to oversee meat and eggs. By the way, there's a story out today about a study that suggests meat and dairy are as bad for you as smoking cigarettes. Did you hear about that?
Did not.
And you're not going to hear any more about it here either. I'm just...
So get your fill.
All right. Let's just, for the heck of it, one other. I'm in business. This is a business program. Fact that we have focus on entrepreneurialism and we're trying to support individuals who are in business, that sort of thing. So I just took a quick look at the Commerce Department budget.
Mm-hmm.
The department budget proposes spending $2 billion on the National Oceanic and... Say it again, Doug. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to develop the next generation of weather satellite systems so that our forecasts will be better than they have been. Wow. That's an interesting reality, isn't it? Huh? But why isn't this up to private enterprise? The weather is sponsored by, you name it, right? Every time you see the weather on television or you hear it on radio, it's not sponsored by the federal government.
No, it's sponsored by somebody.
Right, exactly. So why aren't those people and private industry paying for the weather research instead of the federal government? Why? I asked that question.
Is supposed to have its own satellite?
Well, say that again, Michael, so we can hear you.
So would every station have its own satellite?
No, it wouldn't have to. It has Doppler. I mean, look at all the things.
Yeah, mega Doppler radar.
There are all of these facilities that are available right now. Why do we have to spend more money looking at this when, in fact, it's done by private industry? Now, if you're going to study, we're going to pay for these guys that are foolhardy enough to fly into the tornadoes and into the hurricanes. I suppose not too many people in private enterprise are going to do that. But it's. I just thought it was worth some consideration. That's why I brought it up. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684. We have feedback now. Social media, Twitter, @GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. Kenny, what's the latest other than people complaining about me saying the Ukraine? Who's bold enough to be
Which I think is funny. Just right. To stop you right there, Ken, because you are kind of like the grammar police, Dougie.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been making fun of you a little bit for saying the Ukraine, because it is just the Ukraine.
That's not a grammatical thing. That's not like saying you're doing good instead of you're doing well. It just happens to be my quirky personality. And
you know what? You keep justifying there, sir.
I can justify it. I listen. Who needs anything other than your own justification? All right, so Kenny, what's there?
Well, we just put up our daily gratitude post, and I think yours actually might need a little explaining. You said you're thankful for being able to get a grip.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I will explain that.
Please.
Yesterday, flying from Los Angeles to New York, when I went through the TSA at the airport, I had in my bag a bottle of special medicine for Charlotte, which I bought. I bought two bottles, one for Los Angeles in the house there and one for the farm. And I put it in my bag to bring it with me. And so I went through and I'm in the pre-check, so it's fast. Bing, bang, boom, and... So they stopped me, and said they want a bag check. Okay, so I look in the bag. I thought they were looking at, I have a couple of empty milk bottles that I'm bringing back from a raw milk dairy in California. But no, they were concerned about this 5-ounce bottle.
Yeah, it's liquid.
Yeah, well.
You know the rules, Dougie.
It's 5 ounces, and it's medicine. So I said to the guy.
Do you have a prescription?
This is medicine. There's a prescription on the bottle.
But it's for Charlotte.
So what?
You're not Charlotte.
Oh, so what?
Your name is Doug.
So what?
So you can't transport someone
Why not?
With medication.
Why?
Because they're not traveling with you.
Oh, baloney.
You may want
to... You're just trying to be an antagonist. Thank you very much.
Was that working?
It was good. I liked it for a while. I liked it. All right. So, anyway, after I got confuddled with the agent and left him with a few choice things to think about, he said, well, you can check the bag, but I had these bottles in the bag, and I thought if I checked it, they'd get broken. So, yeah. So I just walked onto the plane, and I was growling when I got on the plane.
So they took away your medicine?
I got to my seat. I was in 11B.
Not first class.
This is a 767.
It was a business class. Okay.
So there's a guy sitting in the seat, and I growled at him. I said, you're in my seat. And he looked at me, and he said, nope, I've got 11B. Well, I got out my boarding pass at 11B. He got out his at 11A. I said, okay, you sit in the window, I sit on the aisle. So I sat down, and he kind of gave me the once-over, and it wasn't a polite or pleasant once-over, and he had his bag sitting down. So I was trying to be, then I was trying to be nice. I said, there's room for your bag up overhead there. Would you like me to put it up? And he looked at me and said, no. And then
I've got my dog's cough medicine in here.
So then he said, this is not going to be a pleasant flight, and you and I are going to be friends.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, why did he say that?
Well, because he thought I was being a jerk, and I was being a jerk. So he sat back down, and I started talking to a guy on the other side of the aisle. We were complaining about American using small planes. There's a petition, by the way, as an aside story, floating around among American passengers who do L.A., New York, because they put small planes on the route, and they're not happy. Matter of fact, this sort of is a testament. This is an aside. Am I doing my penny on the floor thing?
A little bit,
not tell
yeah.
the story?
But I'm trying
right.
to follow.
All right, so I'll tell the rest. I'll tell the story after I finish this one.
Good
so anyway, I'm sitting there thinking, I don't want to ride to New York sitting next to this guy with his bad vibes. So I turned to him. And I said, you know what? I apologize. I was a jerk when I got on, and I told him the story about the medicine. And he said, I'm an emergency room physician in New York. You want me to get off the plane and go back and get that? Because they have no right to take that away from you.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, this is about 10 minutes before we're supposed to take off. I said, well, you know, I would like to get it, but I don't think you can go back to the check-in and...
make it back. Then he'd really hate you if he didn't make his flight.
The reason that I said I'm thankful for being able to get a grip, I thought about the situation, and why would you want to have bad vibes with somebody?
I'm very proud of you for apologizing, and then you guys were fine, right?
Yeah, we were fine. We talked about
a
number of things.
Flight.
He, it turns out, had his partner was involved in the Oscars, and he'd flown out to Los Angeles to go to the Oscars and go to the parties, and he told me a story that I'm not going to repeat about something that he saw at the party that he was in.
Well, don't tell us that. Well, that's like saying I know something huge that I can't tell you.
It had to do with John Travolta. By the time Travolta got to the party, everybody was on his case about mispronouncing...
Oh, of course, Idina Menzel.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they really were. But it turns out, as you follow the story, that Idina Menzel now is a household name and nobody knew who the heck she was before. Right?
That's it. Well, it did work out for her. I knew who she was because she was pretty,
know she was.
You know, she's a Broadway star.
Did you know who she was, Kenny?
Yeah, she was in Wicked.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, she sang the theme from Frozen, right? Wasn't that the whole idea of her? Yeah. All right. So anyway, she's become more well-known. Travolta's taken his licks, but he said Travolta was, he had, I don't like to spread. I'm not like everybody else. I don't like to spread gossip around. Look at all of the things.
Dougie, just go for it. Free your soul.
No, but I'm looking at all of the things today that are part of the so-called news. The Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa and Joe. Is it Guidici? Is that how you pronounce their name?
Something like that, yeah.
This is all over the New York news today. They pled guilty
right. In
their fraud case. You want to explain they were charged with 41 counts of fraud, and they all said, okay, guilty, Your Honor, guilty, 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 guilty.
Well, I think they know that if they plead guilty, they're going to get an easier sentence, and I think there's a lot of evidence stacked up against them, so I think they're being pretty smart in this case. And Teresa's the one who's on the show, and she was in trouble for falsifying, like, loan documents, saying she made more income, that she had jobs that she never really had, those kind of things.
All right, so I'm going to tell you the story.
Oh, finally.
I decided. John Travolta was drinking it up, and apparently Sean Penn and Charlize Theron were making out all over the place.
At the parties. That's
the party.
What I heard.
Right, exactly. So is that what kind of, I mean, a lot of these people are making out at the parties. So why
so
is
you're
it
into,
special with Sean
you're
Penn?
Saying that John Travolta screwed up the name because he was drunk?
I'm not saying that.
Or to dull the pain afterwards.
But I think that there was some pain involved in what was going on, and he tried to wash it away. So it was just the little gossipy things that happened to people. I was just interested in the fact that he went to the Oscar parties. And why would you fly across the country? Would you do that? If there was a big party in New York and you were in Los Angeles, would you fly across the country to go to the party?
For the Oscars?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You would. Kenny, would you?
Probably.
Especially once. I mean, just to say you did it one time would be fun.
Hmm. All right. That's interesting. Everybody's values are different. I don't know that I would. I think you can see more. Most of the time, it's like going to the baseball game or football game. You can see more action on TV than you can when you're actually there.
Did you see Sean Penn and Charlize Theron making out?
Did I?
On TV? No, you did not.
I'm in the studio at the CBS Broadcast Center in New York City doing the program today, and I found a toy. In the studio here is a...
I like it.
That's what the doorman... You want the doorman? There we are. All right, 46...
I'd like a cup of tea, please. Thank
40,
you.
This is like Downton Abbey.
I know.
Right? Send down for... what's the guy's name who's in charge? What a great actor. Oh, come on, I'm really going all over
the place. I don't watch the show, so I can't.
It's a very good show. All right, anyway, 46 after, this is Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store at staples.com through 3/14/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer's Catholic. Kenny's Catholic. I'm not. I don't really pay much attention to these things as they play into. Yesterday was Mardi Gras. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the lentil season. Maybe I'll celebrate by having lentils for dinner tonight.
Oh, boy.
What about you, Jennifer? What does Ash Wednesday mean to you?
It's a time to prepare yourself for new beginnings.
Is today a fast day?
Today is a fast day. Today is a go to church and get some ashes on your forehead day. And today is a day to decide what you're going to give up.
This is when you older people go on diets and that sort of thing.
Well, no, not necessarily go on diets, but you might give up sugar, you might give up meat, you might give up alcohol, you might give up something that you enjoy.
Abstinence then is what is the word that you might use for Lent.
Correct.
Abstinence. Kenny, do you pay attention to it?
Not anymore, no.
No. You did, though, when you first became a Catholic?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you do that? Was there something, did you display it by putting the cross on your forehead or something that you ate?
Yeah, ashes on your forehead, and then I would give up caffeine or something.
Something worthwhile, okay. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. As most of you who are used to what goes on here in various portions of the program know, we devote this time to technology. So with our reporter Shelley Palmer, we're going to delve into HTC's plan to get their smartphones to help save humanity, or at least help out a bit. So that's kind of intriguing. Let's find out more about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, Jed, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever wished your smartphone could do more? Forget about multitasking. What if your smartphone could save humanity? That's the idea behind HTC's Power to Give on its One and Butterfly phones. Your device is no longer just a phone. You can now use its processing power to help cure diseases, map proteins, and tackle problems usually left to the most powerful computers in the world. After downloading a free app from Google Play, you've only got to pick a project to contribute to, plug your phone into charge, and connect it to a Wi-Fi network. Just like that, you're contributing to the greater good of all mankind. HTC says a million of its One smartphones add up to a single one petaflop computer, so it may not be your phone that leads to the next major scientific breakthrough, but every bit counts. Anyone with an HTC One or an HTC Butterfly can take part today, and the program is expected to hit other phones in the company's catalog soon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, how many of you have followed what's going on with Apple over the last week or month or whatever? There was a rumor on Friday that they are going to launch a new iPhone integration setup for car infotainment systems. I remember seeing in some of the trades, Jennifer and Kenny, Apple takes over your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate? Is this something that they say in their press release, it's designed from the ground up to provide drivers with an incredible experience using their iPhone in the car? What I hear or see here is a way for you to become even more distracted while you're driving.
No, it's true.
And a lot therefore of them get into trouble.
A lot of them you can't access when your foot's not on the brake, though, so that's good. Or, you know, you're in the park position. So
I don't know. What do you...
Like my apps in my car, I have an app-enabled car, and you can't use them unless you have your foot on the brake or you're in park.
Oh, okay. All right, so then it'll be relatively safe. All right. Anybody understand the Bitcoin bit? Bitcoin's different than dollars. The amount of money that was stolen from this guy went bankrupt. But every time I turn around, there's something else on somebody's blog or some information about Bitcoin. Is it a currency? It's called virtual currency to be used only in virtual reality, which is what our technology is all about, right? Is this confusing? Or do people really understand? Do you think this is sort of a commodity? In a sense, I could see it growing into a commodity. How can we use this like a dollar bill?
You can if merchants will take it.
But
yes.
You only can use it online, if I understand it correctly. You don't. There's no such thing as going into Vons to buy some apples and paying for it with Bitcoin.
Right, but it could be like on a card, right. Or it could be something you swipe or scan.
So it could be like a credit card?
Could be. Don't you think, Ken?
It could be. I don't think it's quite there yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it just there's so much attention being given to it. I think we ought to try to understand it a little bit here and there as we can. 59 past the hour. What I understand is the hour is up.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.